Verse 31 through 34. And I want to just give you a word for a couple of minutes today. It's been a rough road. It's been a tough hill to climb that we've been facing this year. But God has been answering the challenge with unusual insight and presence. And it is so amazing to be right smack dab in the middle of what God is doing in this moment. Luke chapter 22, verse 31. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you, that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. And Peter said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny three times that you know me. And I want to preach for a couple of minutes on this title, Fail-Proof Prayer. Hallelujah. Fail-proof prayer. Jesus said to Peter, and you know the story, that Satan had entered into Judas. Let me tell you something, friend. Amen. The Bible teaches us and the Spirit warns us that our adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion roaming to and fro. He's prowling around looking for somebody to devour, looking for somebody to eat up. It said in the book of Zechariah, chapter number 3, verse 1, that he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. Let me tell you something. The devil wants you. He wants you discouraged. He wants you defeated. He wants you to throw in the towel. He wants you to have doubts and fear. He wants you to feel the darkness. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you something, church, today. Hallelujah. It said in the book, amen, of Genesis or Exodus, which I think it's Exodus. Amen. That God put a darkness upon the Egyptian land, so dark that it could be felt. But in the land of Goshen, there was light. The devil wants to drag you into the darkness and make you feel the defeat and the pain and the pangs of defeat. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you something today. There has a prayer, amen, that can be prayed. Jesus said, I prayed a prayer, and this prayer will make your faith fail proof. I don't care how hard the devil strikes at you. I don't care if he lies to you directly in the middle of your most in the victorious prayer moments. I'm here to tell you that Jesus has got your back. Just because you feel the darkness does not mean that you belong to it or that it can have any impact on you. Just because you can feel that it's cold don't mean you need to get frostbite. Hallelujah, you dress yourself up in some warm clothes and you drink yourself some warm coffee and eat yourself some hot soup. Amen, and you get out there and you work. Let me tell you something, when you're outside in the cold, as long as you're working, you'll be fine. But it's when you stop and when you start sitting around and when you quit being active that the cold starts creeping in. Hallelujah. The devil wants you to be frozen. Amen. He wants to defeat you. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus prayed a prayer for you and your faith is not going to falter or fail. Hallelujah. This may not seem that exciting to you, but it is a word from God, amen, that was born in the fires of prayer. I did not have time, amen, to shape it on the anvil, amen, of verification and organization today. I'm just putting out a raw, untested, untried word. Amen. Jesus said to Peter, Simon, Satan demanded to have you that he may sift you like wheat. That old accuser is just as busy now as he ever has been. And the more of a threat you become, he don't just accuse anybody. He don't just accuse lose anybody, but it's the ones that are the spiritual troublemakers. And he's going to come at you with everything that he has. And I've got a word for you today from Jesus. Hallelujah. There is intercession that is happening in the Holy Spirit. You are not going to falter. You are not going to fail. Hallelujah. But you might make a few mistakes.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I said you might make a few mistakes. Hallelujah. You might feel you might get a little trembling. Your knees might knock together when it really comes down on you. Amen. Hallelujah. He said to Peter that Satan has desired to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you. And the word there when it said you in the Greek in verse number 31, that he has demanded to have you and sift you like wheat. In the Greek, that is in the plural. And what does that mean to us interpreting? It means that he was referring to all of his disciples, not just Peter. And we know how the story goes. When Jesus was crucified, all of his disciples fled from him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But before all that went down, Jesus saw already in the future what was coming. Hallelujah. Jesus already heard all those nasty accusations coming from the diabolical one. And he already understood where everybody's hearts were at. And he had prayed a prayer. And it said this in John chapter 17, beginning at verse number 9. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. This is Jesus. John is recording a lengthy dialogue that Jesus has with the Father. I want to tell you something. If you don't think that's special, come on now. And he said, all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father.
Praise.
He said, I am coming to you. So, Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them. Isn't that a kind of a comfort for you to know, hallelujah, that Jesus is your shield? Hallelujah, he is your armor of light. Good luck trying to get your fiery dark devil through this armor, because this armor is made up, amen, of the light that comes, amen, from the throne of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak into the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Jesus didn't just pray, hallelujah, that you would be guarded, or that you would be protected, or that the devil wouldn't get the best of you. But Jesus prayed, let them feel my joy. The joy that was set before him that caused him to endure the affliction of the cross and a great contradiction of sinners against himself. For the joy that he felt and that he saw, he endured. And Jesus said, protect them, guard them, keep them, and let them feel my joy. I want to say something to somebody today. You have been battling with the darkness. Amen. You have been wrestling, amen, with the darkness. And the enemy has been lying to you, discouraging you, sowing seeds of doubt and discord in your mind. I want to tell you something today. When the trial is over and the gig is up, God is going to release his joy down into your soul. You are going to feel the joy of Jesus Christ. himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I have given them your word. Hallelujah. Don't you doubt it today, church. Don't you doubt it today, church. I said, don't you doubt it today, church. The word that you are speaking of is a word from God. The word that you are speaking of is flowing through the mind of Christ and the Spirit of Christ and the Spirit of the living God, which dwells in your soul. Speak that word without fear. Speak that word with boldness. It's not the word of man or the will of man, but it is the will of God and the word of God. And the Bible tells me that word will not return void. Hallelujah. I know it's a tough time right now. Amen. Brother Stacy having some setbacks with his foot, struggling with some health things. I know Sister Karis has been diagnosed, amen, with a devastating cancer diagnosis. Amen. And we're all in prayer. They were feeling different things. And I said, Jesus, tell me, show me. Jesus, we are out here all alone. Jesus, give us insight and wisdom. And you know what the Lord did? He gave me a word to speak out. It is the word of God. Church, amen. Stop doubting it. But just speak it and stand on it. Because I'm here to tell you, heaven and earth is eventually going to pass away. But his word shall never. Hallelujah. Jesus said, amen. It's like a man, hallelujah, who heard the word of God and put it into practice. It was like he had built his house upon the rock. And when the winds blew, and the storms, and the waves, and the rain came against it, that house could not fall. Because it was founded upon the word of God. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world. Hallelujah. Just as I am not of the world, if you expect, amen, to get along with everybody in this world, if you think that everybody's going to pat you on the back and like you for who you are, you need to have an alarm bell to go off and say, wake up and smell the coffee. Hallelujah. You are a threat to the devil's kingdom. You are a threat to the carnal mind and the natural man. It receives not the things of God. Jesus kicked the devil and sent him running after only three scriptures. Hallelujah. But he wrestled with carnality for years of his ministry. I'm here to tell you today, hallelujah, you got to make up your mind. You got to be like, amen, the prophet Jeremiah. God, I pray today, set our face like a flint. People rise up in defiance against the word of God, and they come against us and throw it in our faces. Let sparks come off and let a fire be lit. Praise God, praise God. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. Hallelujah. When Jesus said, Peter, I have prayed for you, it was not some kind of a nice thing to say. We have the prayer recorded in our Bibles. Hallelujah. Some 30 years after Luke penned his words, come the words under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost from John. Keep them from the evil one. Amen. Then Peter did what a lot of us would do. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I am turning my back. I am ready to go with you to the cross. I'm ready to die with you, Jesus. Hey, everybody else may fade away, but I'll never turn my back on you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We got some bugs to work out in us. Hallelujah. Because a person that is humble and that is in a relationship with Jesus and that is mature would never boast of things like that.
That's right. Amen.
Because they would never put that much confidence in themselves. Jesus said to Peter, today, today.
Yes.
You're going to say three times that you don't even know me. You're going to say three times that you don't even know me. But he said earlier, and I like this in verse 13, church, we need to submit to the Spirit of Christ.
Yes.
We need to let the Lord help us in this battle. We need to realize that we are not as big and as bad and as strong as we think we are.
That's right. Amen.
James said, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. If you're not submitted, you can't resist. Peter hadn't figured that out yet. But Jesus said to him, you're going to figure it out. Hallelujah. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
Amen.
Because there is nothing like a soldier that has been to the front lines and has been there and back and been face to face and eyeball to eyeball with the devil. And Jesus brought you out and gave you victory.
Amen.
There is a solidity. There is a founding. There is a galvanizing of faith. There is a solid, strong, immovable rock of faith inside of you. And when you walk into the room, everybody calms down. Hallelujah. When you walk into a middle of a situation, all of the anxieties run out the back door because a man of God, a woman of God that understands that no matter how many mistakes I have made and no matter how many struggles I have had, my Jesus, hallelujah, prayed a prayer, a fail-proof prayer, and my faith has, even though it seemed like it was about stretched to the breaking point, even though it seemed like it was stretched about to tear in two, I found out that my faith in Jesus was stronger than I thought it was. I found out even though my relationship with Jesus was stronger than I thought it was. And God will be through.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And God brought me through. Jesus said, if it were possible, even the very elect could be deceived. But Jesus prayed a fail-proof prayer. Hallelujah. So today I want you to stand with me. God is training you and preparing you for a job. Peter said it in 1 Peter chapter 5, 8, 9, and 10. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Do not let yourself get caught off guard. And he goes on and he says, resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And every time you resist the devil, you make your brothers and sisters stronger. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore. Everybody say, restore. Confirm. Everybody say, confirm. Strengthen. Everybody say, strengthen. And establish.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I'm sorry that I didn't come to this word sooner or earlier in the week to be able to get it on the anvil and really shape it and make it something nice. But I feel this in the Lord, and God redirected me in prayer. Church, amen. I know it's a struggle. I know we're having a hard time. I know the enemy's hitting us. Amen. Our faith is being tested and stretched. Hallelujah. But it's not going to fail. Amen. It's not going to fail. But you are going to be stronger. Your faith will be stronger. Amen. And you will be more perfect and mature and ready to be a strength and a help.
Hallelujah.
Where at one time you were just draining the church dry of its resources, now God has transitioned you into a new place in your life, and now you're encouraging and strengthening other people.
Praise the name.
Peter, when you turn back to me, when you realize all of what happened and it all and understanding comes to you, then strengthen the church.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus repeated the commandment to Peter later on after his resurrection, before his ascension, when they were there and fishing all night, had another great draw of fish. How many fish did they catch the second time? Somebody tell me.
153
fish. They were eating together on the seashore. And can you imagine what that fish must have tasted like?
Awesome.
Hallelujah. It might have even tasted better than Brother Stacy's smoked chicken. He's passing off as just a normal, average, everyday meal.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. It must have left an indelible mark. It's funny how Jesus works, and he puts something savory in, puts something that you can touch and feel and smell. He said to Peter, remember, I want you to strengthen the church. Feed my sheep.
Amen. Praise.
Encourage them and strengthen them.
Yes.
So I see things in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Praying for you. And as Brother Philip said, we're praying for everybody that's here. We're praying for those that are lost to come and be found and experience this joy. We're praying for you. We're reaching for you. We're lifting you up in prayer. And I see things in the Holy Ghost. I see things in the spiritual realm. And I tend to want to worry, and I tend to want to get a little bit anxious. And then the Lord reminds me, you just calm yourself down, Mr. Sir. I am in control of this situation. I am the one that is working. You tell the devil where to go, and you let me worry about the details. That's what we've been doing. I'm not going to say it's been easy, but that's what we've been doing. But I see you in prayer. I see some of you. God, this is calling you. But that wasn't what God wanted me to preach today. I'm not going to preach a second message. Hallelujah. So I want us to take a moment today, or a couple of moments. I know we've already experienced the great presence of God here. And we have been touched by the Lord. If you needed something, I imagine if you were hungry for it when you came, you probably already got it.
Yes.
But there are some of you that came here beat up. There are some of you that came here beat up. And I want us to all bow our heads for a moment. And if you've been feeling beat up, I want you to step out quickly, come to the front, and we'll pray with you.